Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's the fucking Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, point guard of podcasting, the king of things, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, real ass dude. What's up, Zach D'Amico?
How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I like your hat.
Thank you.
Toxic Avenger?
Yeah. From Big Herc. He's an artist. He does it. I really like
Big
him.
Herc? Yeah. Big Herc, why don't you make me a hat, you fucking cheap bitch?
Do it, Herc.
By the way, I love the art that's been coming in. That chick the other day, was it Teddy was her name? She sent me that art. That was great. The more art you say, if you send me fan art, I will find a place for it. Maybe it's a garbage. Who knows? Maybe I fucking light that shit on fire. If it's bad art, I will fucking put my foot right through it on the show.
If you do draw nudes of Lewis, Shannon has to hang them up in her house.
You know what? We did this on Legion of Skanks years ago, but I'm in the business of recycling bits. I'll tell you right now, the Real Ass Podcast, first ever art contest.
He's on fire!
That's what's up, nigga.
We want your art. What are we going to do? What does the winner get, Zach? They get to come on a date with me.
Oh, it's another, yeah.
You get another a full weekend of hanging out with me and maybe sucking my cock right off my body. Yummy, 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 girls. Or boys. Look, if you're an artist and you're a guy, you're probably into some penis. So, you know what? No, not a date with me. A date with what, Shen? What do we give them?
I feel like we should showcase their art in some way.
We'll showcase the art regardless. The best art will showcase regardless. But the actual winning piece.
Maybe put the art on like a piece of merch in the store. Like
you're
about
dumb,
a Skankfest
bitch.
Exhibit.
Shannon's so dumb. Don't you hate when Shannon fucking.
Yeah, first of all, we walked in and Shannon goes, hey, fatzos, you're too fat for the camera. Move.
No, she didn't say that.
I did not. Yeah. I was actually very complimentary and
Shannon,
said you're
you
too
call...
big.
Wow,
that's
too
nice,
big.
Right?
Big for fat people.
Complimentary.
Big if you're if they were just jacked, that would also
exactly. Yeah.
They would be like, wow, look at these big jacked
she came
guys.
And she goes, Fiore, your fucking melon head is too big. Get out of the fucking camera.
You must shop at the Antal store.
You're calling them big and they're fat, so yes, that means you're calling them fat.
Oh,
Shannon.
I meant tall, because their heads were in the way of the camera.
Tall. I thought they were tall.
Fine.
We have two incredible guests. So we're going to talk about this art contest right now because I love this. We have a lot of great artists and a lot of great, that have already submitted, already done great things. Knowledge, he sends us great stuff. Who else? There's other people.
Bunch of folks.
There's a stained
great glass blowers.
Yeah, stained glass stuff.
Stained glass bitch. That chick who stains glass and sends it to us.
How about?
There was that bitch who made, by the way, I never remember your names. Like, I remember your pieces, sort of. But there was the guy who made me the snake on the piece of tree. That was fucking great.
That was the best.
Honestly, dude, it's one of the coolest things ever. It's in my fucking podcast studio at home. Don't even remember who it was. He's dead to me. This guy is just...
I have him on Instagram. He's a cool dude.
He's fucking gone. Do I follow him on it? I hope I follow him on Instagram at least. I'm sorry. How am I supposed to remember you? You know how? If you win... The first ever Real Ass Podcast art contest. I will never forget you. That is the number one prize. You will never be forgotten.
His name is Hitler Was Right 69. How could you forget?
And what will we do for them, Zach?
I feel like
a cash prize?
No, let's not.
Let's not give away any more Real Ass Podcast cash.
Yeah.
By the way, you know we're paying for my date.
We are?
Well, the podcast. It's a podcast bit.
That's insane.
Why don't one of you get
I refuse that.
What about a tattoo?
No, hold on. Wait, back up. I refuse for that to be the case.
Well, we'll talk about it later. But, I mean, it is a podcast bit. So, I mean, the same way if I were to buy donuts for our two fat guests.
Yeah.
That would come out of our pockets. The donuts might actually come out of your pockets.
I'm not going to have to watch videos of them eating the donuts for the next month. While we're at the airport.
Stop being so specific. Like it's real.
In Terminal D4.
No, Zach, I won't make you pay for the date, but I could technically.
I know you could.
There'd be an angle here on this.
You made me pay for half my birthday cake.
What?
What?
It's his birthday.
What?
In all fairness, you did eat half the birthday.
Yeah, you did. Dude.
Still.
You're supposed to have one slice of that cake.
I don't think I had any of it.
Yeah. Well, look, two incredible guests, as always, from the Raw Report on SiriusXM. Andy Fiore's back on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, from Late Again with Zen, the great Anthony Zenhauser is back on the show.
Bullet, bullet, bullet.
What up, kid?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Are they saying bullet?
I don't know.
Saying bullet? No, they're not.
No, they're saying brah, brah, brah. Yeah. Like, it's like an automatic.
But I say bullet.
You say the things that come out of it.
I say
bullet.
Translator. Someone's like, gun. Man, shot the man, bullet, bullet, bullet. I go, bullet.
stab. knife. Lewis, you know that.
Oh, come on, doggy. Oh, that's not okay.
That is funny.
I'm not okay. My fucking dope ass voice.
Now, why haven't you recorded an album yet?
Of me singing?
I mean, you just get up in your shit gold.
You know what?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why aren't you doing this?
The winner of the art contest will win a free album that I personally record for them.
That's unbelievable.
It'd be like how Martin Shkreli had the one Wu-Tang
album. Oh, yeah.
This guy will have
and
the
one. And they can do what they want with it.
NFT.
They get NFT.
Do they get to pick this? Like, are you going to make your own songs?
Doggy.
Or are you going to do
that's what we do. The fucking winning fucking piece of art, we NFT it. I keep 90% of the revenue.
Fair.
We give them 10% of the revenue. And that's
this is very friendly. Lewis's way. These percentages really lean one way.
Well, I mean, if this artist,
right. Yeah.
We don't know if he's actually an artist. We don't know who won this thing yet, right? If he went and created his own fucking art right now and tried to make it into an NFT.
But
ain't
I mean,
needs the Lewis bump.
Do they get to pick the songs you cover, or are you going to just make your own songs?
Forget that. Forget. We're over. Anthony, you're living in the past, doggy.
What's going on?
How about you fucking catch up to the future, boomer? Okay? We're going to turn the piece of art into an NFT itself. So you get the digital version of it, plus you get the fucking... or does it have to be digital? I don't know how NFTs work.
I have no idea.
We need a company to build this thing. From the ground, I know a company that'll do it. There's one company trying to get me to do NFTs, and I'm like, I'm not a fucking scumbag.
Why not?
I'm not ripping off my fans. This is a great way that I can pretend to not be ripping off my fans.
I'm repackaging. 90% will go to me. 10%.
I'm ripping off one fan.
Yeah, you're ripping off fan.
I'm ripping off.
Right. What are the parameters? Like, are there any rules to the contest? Like,
I don't think so. I think
any art. It could be anything within
it could be
the
anything.
Gas Digital universe.
Well, how does
so it's got to be
or
if it's going to be an NFT, it's got to be not like a sculpture.
Does anybody know how NFTs work?
No, I don't understand them.
Call Chris from Brooklyn.
Non-fungible token is what it stands
I know,
for, correct?
I know.
Right?
And a fungible token means that it can be traded for something of equal value. Non-fungible token means that there's no equal value, right?
Yeah,
it's just
so one of a kind.
That's the only thing I picked up on from an NFT meeting once, and then I fucking zonked out. Natalie, do you know about NFTs? The first initial of your name is N. I feel like
that's correct.
That's an N.
I know probably as much as you know, although Shannon, I know probably as much as you know.
Go to the bitch booth. What are we doing?
I don't know about NFTs.
Shannon, can you shake your tits a little bit?
Thanks.
Yeah, Natalie, good instincts. Good instincts.
Nat likes being a sex symbol, by the way.
Who
she does?
I don't know who considers me a sex symbol.
Everyone considers you a sex symbol.
I'm literally in a...
But it's the symbol that Prince used. Like, it was all the fucking squiggly lines out of all...
I don't know what it is or how to pronounce it.
It's like the symbol for male and the symbol for female but combined.
That's what Natalie's...
Yeah.
That's your symbol?
Sex symbol is. Natalie, you are a sex symbol. Believe it or not, the fans fucking really want to have sex with you.
They're freaks.
Is there any path for a fan to hook up with you and your, what I'm assuming, very manly-looking girlfriend?
I would say no.
No path?
Probably not.
No, but you said probably not. See, by the way, if you just ask her, because women, they're weak at sales. So if you just dig a little.
I am weak at sales.
You got to dig a little, right? And you if as
they're
a
both
sales,
just stay there.
As a, things not working. There's no wind. Give it to him.
They're a little silly in the morning.
We are silly in the mornings. Silly mornings. They are very weak at sales. And by the way, I'm a really good salesperson. So if I was selling Natalie, like I was just trying to sell her on one of my fans having a session with one of with these two lesbians, what I noticed right there, very quickly, she went from no to probably not.
Yeah.
Very quickly. As a salesperson, I recognize that as weakness. And I would go, this is a mark that I can break down. Very quickly, yeah. And I'm telling you right now, and that's the way a salesperson thinks. Now, if you
predator,
you sell, you know, if you're selling a good product, you know, it's for their own good. I'm trying to sell you a night with a Legion of Skanks fan. That's not good for anybody.
No, it's terrible. Yeah. I don't think Nat's girlfriend is necessarily manly because we were looking at broads the other day on the show without you, and she had pretty feminine taste.
Really?
Yeah,
I've said before that I like feminine men and masculine women. That doesn't necessarily. I want someone who looks like the opposite.
Who's like a celebrity crush we can associate it with?
Yeah, give me your top three. Give me your top three females and top three dudes.
I would have. That would take some time. The example I always.
I don't want
use
you to
is,
come. Relax.
The example I always use is.
No, we want to watch you top three females and then top three dudes.
No, I know you fucking like her before and after.
Ellie Page.
Yeah. That's a good example of my type in both directions.
Okay.
So like
but not necessarily like my
so all the guys who played Peter Parker in all the movies, that's your dude type.
Sure.
Right?
They're all cute.
Yeah, and
that's
then
a good example.
Female would be like
Christina Ricci.
I would have to remember what she looks like.
Christina Ricci. We all had a little boy crushes on Christina Ricci, Winona Ryder.
I love Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder, as a little kid, when she was, well, even Wednesday Addams, I was a little boy, and I was like, oh, there's something that just did it for me. Like a little goth.
Airy.
Yeah, I got it.
I think.
Well, she just grew with me.
Do you think because it didn't have a mouth in me? How often?
Tickle.
I mean, how often do you think Gomez Adams had that hand jerk him off?
Of course.
It made him.
I just stared angrily at Morticia because she wouldn't fuck. What's up now, bitch?
Thing was good at like emoting too. So you knew like when he had to do what was his first name?
Gomez.
Gomez. Yeah. He would like get sad, you know, how he was like, very good at like being like, oh
yeah, it was
I gotta dope jerk him off again.
Yeah, I mean that
I don't know how they did that, but it was
because people fuck their animals, right? We talked the other day about we had friends who fucked their cats when we were kids.
I started looking that up.
Yeah,
because we were talking about that.
People fucking cats.
How many people have fucked animals? And my chick was like, that's disgusting. Nobody possibly does. And when Kinsey did his like sexual reports or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like 10, it was, I think, between 4% and 10% of all men. Because dudes that like live in like the sticks or like Indian shit fuck livestock.
Damn.
They said it's like a significant amount of. No, it was way more. I think it was maybe like 4 or 5 out of 100. Do you have had full sex with animals?
No, it's going to be, no matter what it is, it's going to be more than that. Because
Nobody's admitting it. That's who's admitting it.
Well, that's why I don't believe the rape numbers, because all these bitches think they were raped, you know?
Right.
See, let me segue. I had to turn this back around to a real-ass podcast segment. You know? Those numbers, you can't, they're all skewed. You don't know if they're telling the truth, you don't know if they're lying, you don't know what they consider sex with an animal.
Yeah. We can't ask the animals.
Yeah.
But if we could.
I'd watch that Dr. Doolittle. The new one coming out.
Well, you would assume that as soon as Dr. Doolittle, because I never saw it, but I'm assuming something happens in the movie, like he's struck by lightning or he hits his head on something and then he could suddenly hear animals talk.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
He rapes a girl. And then all of a sudden, if you guys want to rape a girl, you'll hear animals talk. That's common knowledge.
No, Anthony, that's not what happened. I believe... It was like what women want, right? Like what women want. He was like, he got struck by lightning and he could hear what all the women were talking
about. Yeah,
some sort of hates the Jews.
Shannon, what happened with...
I love that Lewis immediately equated talking to animals with knowing what women are thinking.
Yeah. Shannon, what happened? What happened to Doolittle?
Speaking of sheep.
It says that it was a skill he learned, not an innate ability.
Really?
Skill he learned.
It's really weird.
He learned
like cunnilingus. Am I right, guys?
So he wasn't born with it.
And it said, after a while, with the parrot's help, the doctor got to learn the language of the animals so well that he could talk to them himself.
Wow.
So the parrot helped him.
It's just fucking acid. That's just LSD.
That's why I don't believe the Dr. Dolittle remake with Eddie Murphy, because I feel like that if he was talking to animals, at least one of them would have called him the N-word.
Without a doubt.
He's just sitting there, and all of a sudden, like, an ostrich comes
what
up.
What animal would it be?
The most racist animal.
What would be the most racist animals?
Like a cat. I think cats would be pretty racist.
You think so?
Yeah. Against Asians.
I bet horses. They seem like...
Siamese cat.
No, I think dogs are genuinely racist.
Yeah.
You ever see a dog react to a black person?
Oh, that's true. Depends on the breed, though. Like, a golden retriever loves everybody.
Oh, but like Jamaican or from Africa.
That's what I wanted to hear. Cracking on that finger.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a golden retriever is cool, but any, like, I would say, yeah, like...
Like a pit bull?
No, pit bulls, I mean, they should be racist.
Yeah.
They'd have an excuse, but... but you got to figure, like, the first day you could start speaking to animals. It would just be them, 100 animals come up to you telling you that a human being just tried to fuck them.
Yeah.
It'll be that. It'll be fucking, it'll be the most depressing first day ever.
Girl, can you in the booth give us the number for how many? It was way more than I thought of dudes that have fucked animals.
I can't believe that many are owning up to it.
I do a podcast with Pat Dixon called Dog Fuckers. And it's about stories, nothing but news stories about people having sex with dogs. And you would think that you would run out of stories in a few days.
Are you kidding? That's a real thing?
Yeah, we do. It's on his locals channel. It's called Dog Fuckers. And every day, there's at least 10 new stories of somebody getting convicted of fucking their dog or somebody else's dog. Wow. So this is a nonstop.
Yeah, there'll be stories where it's like a man was arrested for having sex with his neighbor's dog again.
Right.
They had a restraining order, but they just snuck over the fence again.
But even women, like, getting their pussies licked by dogs or just having dogs, like, do stuff to them.
I just feel like if I was a woman, I would regularly have my pussy licked by my dog. It would be almost no reason not to. You just open your legs. And a dog, because for him, he's like, what is that funky smell? Let me just get it. He wants to, you ever see, a dog will try to get in there, right? So it's like a Kong. You remember those Kong toys? You fill it with peanut butter. So that's what it would feel like for a woman. And to be honest with you, that would probably be delightful.
Yeah, but a dog's tongue is rough. And it's like,
No. That's a cat. If you've never fucking felt the dog before, this is how unlikable Fury is. A dog has never licked him. Dog's never ran up to Andy and given him a kiss. No, they're not fucking sandpaper.
I'm lovable.
They're soft, delightful tongues. One of the best tongues in the tongue game is a dog's fucking tongue. It's fucking. I have no problem with a dog's tongue.
Question: what's worse, pussy smell or if your pussy smells like dog breath?
Because
I feel like I would be able to call that out.
Yeah, yeah.
If you get a girl's pants off and it smells like dog breath.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone down on a chick and it smelled like condom?
Yeah.
Me too. Ooh, condom.
Is that before or after you put it in?
No, not.
Oh, you don't
means another, I
no,
think another
other
guy.
Dude's condom.
Yeah, that's.
I've had that. No, I got with a girl whose pussy smelled like Play-Doh and I could never figure it out.
The philosopher?
That's a
yes. I dropped a turtle on it.
That's a pleasant smell. I like Play-Doh smell.
Yeah, it's a pleasant smell, but not when you're eating pussy.
It's unexpected.
Because it's a childhood sense memory.
Can I please have a toothpick, Andrea, or something to like? I have nuts in my teeth, and it's
you do.
Oh boy,
driving me out of my mind, driving me wild right now.
I have some numbers.
What?
According to a 1948 study, it said that 8% of men have engaged in sexual activity with an animal, and then in this newer study of 4,175 Americans, it found 1 in 5 participants had reported having fantasies with having sex with an animal.
This is crazy. No. The numbers don't mean anything.
Yeah, that means 1 out of every 5, and 1 out of every 5 is a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how do you account for people lying?
Can't.
I don't think
How do you account for lions? I fuck a lion.
I fuck a lion, a tiger, a bear, oh my.
Oh, I have some more. They did a study including 958 zoophiles, so people who prefer to have sex with animals. And it said that some of them, the most preferred animal partners were dogs. Yeah. And then second was horses.
Man's best friend.
Horses are second.
Horses are second? That would seem like a little bit of a stretch, right?
Horses do seem tough. They're so big.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to stand on like milk crates or something.
Yeah.
I would assume that dogs and cats are first and second, clearly, because we have instant access.
Yeah, convenience.
Right. To these. And then next, ferrets, because they're cock-shaped. Like a ferret.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Dude, you fucking fuck a ferret. You just jerk it off like a fleshlight. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Nah, they're too squirrely. They're too wiry. They're going to give you problems.
And they already smell like pussy.
They do stink, dude.
Yeah, they just smell.
I never liked ferret people.
Number one white trash animal. Oh, if you go to somebody's house and they have a ferret, they're white trash.
They're illegal, I think, in Jersey and New York. Growing up, my next-door neighbor, Joey Salentano, had ferrets.
Yeah,
big shout-out.
This guy also almost shot me in the head with an automatic BB gun. He had like it was like a machine gun. And it was, to be funny, he was like pointing it at me. Because this is what my racist kids in my neighborhood did. They were like, let's shoot the brown kid. Like, regularly. Dude. I remember another kid, Nick Giacalli. Fuck all these kids, by the way. He had held a bow and arrow to me. Like, and was just like watching me squirm. He was just like, I grew up in like a white trash, like hillbilly fucking block. And then every block surrounding us was all brown people. Except we were on the one white person block. This is my personality type. This is how it all happened.
Yeah.
He had ferrets. And they were fucking disgusting. They have weasel faces.
Yeah, you don't want
to like
fuck
rat,
that.
It's like a rat
cousin
stretched and fucking into a longer, more smelly rat.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're used to clean toilets. You just throw, they're supposed to snake through pipes.
No.
Yeah, they were.
Those are Brillo pads. You're thinking of Brillo.
I'm thinking of Brillo.
Brillo.
Brillo pads. Okay.
It's like a iron cloth.
Yeah.
That's what they make, like, fucking... If you ever look at Brillo, it's like...
Commit sure. to the bit.
Steel wool.
No, but they... armor. It looks like fucking armor.
Oh, like chainmail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's what you use. I don't know. But they are used. They were used back in the day to go...
You take Brillo pads and put them all over your body if you guys want to... Mm-hmm.
As prison armor.
It's prison armor.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, dude.
In prison?
You don't
if
know
only
shit
your dad had
that's a Brillo
pad. A Brillo pad shirt.
Well, he took his work
and
home
not
with
Brillo
him.
Pad hair.
Wow.
God damn it, Zach. I'll give it to you. He's a fucking. Zach will stay. All right, we must thank Manscaped for supporting the show. Manscaped brings you incredible below-the-belt grooming products, including their Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. This is the product that you got to get, guys. If you guys are trimming up downstairs, you don't do it with a Bic or a razor blade or even hair trimmers. All of those things are very, very dangerous. They take a lot more time. It's not the way to do it. If you guys use the Lawnmower 4.0, it's virtually impossible to nick yourself. I go in, I do it in the shower because it's waterproof, and in and out in like 30 seconds, I just yank, 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 all the hair is gone. Very quick, very clean. It also looks better. You don't want to completely shave it to the skin because that's fucking strange.
You want
to
give it like a one or a two.
Yeah, I give it a number two, and it looks good. It's as neat as it gets. They have other things like body sprays, and they have ball deodorants, and they have a bunch of great products. But I really, really want you to go grab the Lawnmower 4.0. All you got to do right now, if you guys want to try it out, they give you a great discount, is go to manscaped.com, manscaped.com, and use the promo code REALASS. You're going to save 20% off your entire order. Once again, that's manscaped.com. Use that promo code REALASS and save 20% off. Okay, where were we? The wedding is Friday, Shannon. Did you buy a new dress for it?
So I had a dress because there was another wedding I was supposed to go to with my ex and didn't end up going. So I have that dress, wow. But I bought new shoes, a new bag, and accessories.
I bought a new suit.
What color is it?
Dark gray.
That's nice.
Nice.
Classic.
Dark gray, a little bit of light purple in the undershirt.
I like that.
Are you going to wear a shirt and tie, or are you going to go Puerto Rican tuxedo?
No.
No socks.
A nice t-shirt underneath the suit jacket.
No. I'm dressing. It's not your wedding, Zach. Zach's wedding, the fucking cocktail hour, they gave you a fucking PBR and a bag of peanuts. Okay, this is a fucking...
Yes.
This actually, Maddie's wedding is going to probably be way worse, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hold mine in Rochester on a Friday.
Poughkeepsie.
No. But I want to dress to impress. I want to look good for my date.
Who's getting married?
Maddie Jester Scholes.
Maddie Jester Scholes.
He's Shannon's co-host.
Oh, congratulations!
On the thing.
Are you like the maid of honor?
No.
The fuck?
Just attending.
Because you're
not taking a date, Shannon?
No, I guess
Ralph is her date. And we're all going up together in my Audi. That's right. That's right. I should make you drive, Shannon.
I can't drive.
You can't drive? Damn it.
I have a license, but I can't drive.
How much should I be giving Matty Jeschuskos for a wedding gift?
Ah, you're the head honch.
You always gotta make it nice. That's my point. I'm fucking...
You and Ralph need to have a discussion.
Yeah.
Get Ralph in here for a second.
You and, yeah, that needs to be... Because you don't want somebody sizable. Big dick in the other one.
Bro, I wonder what he's going to do. Ralph's a fucking cheap Jew.
Can we over-under on what Ralph's going to say before he comes in?
We should...
$50.
I say a grand.
He thinks he's going to do a grand? Fuck, dude. He does a grand. Fuck.
Over-under.
I say under.
You're supposed to pay for your plate. Under.
No, you pay for your plate if you're a trash bag human being.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the idea. So they break even on their wedding.
Well, why are we even having this discussion?
Because they're the bosses.
The great Ralph Sutton from the SDR show. Ralph, do you see that we're in a book? You're also featured in this book?
No, I know that there's a... what kind of book is it?
There's a book coming out about...
Communications.
For woke college students about... there's an entire chapter called The Legion of Libertarian Podcasters. We're gonna go over it today on Legion of Skanks. It's not out yet, but it's going to be... Like assigned study at colleges.
That's crazy if that's real.
They have like quotes, dude. It's fucking wild. Two dorks had to listen to us.
That's amazing.
They transcribe Big J doing Black Baby. It's fucking, it's in a real book.
But it's in, but what college is this?
I don't know. Some college in California.
Actual accredited college?
And I thought it was going to be, I was like, there's some dorks like Seth Simons that wrote this. These guys wrote other books.
That's really weird. I know that, I think, and I don't want to bring this up, but there was a lawsuit against us at one point that never got actually filed. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, someone came up to me the other day because we were trying to book something on SDR, and I can't find it. I Googled it.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I don't know what it is, but
No, you're. I bet you it's the porn chick.
I don't know. Never.
I was going to sue you for putting out the podcast.
Oh, no, this is from a couple years ago. Okay. It's from 2 years ago.
Well, anyway, regardless.
But anyway, so I couldn't find it, but there's an article that there was a lawsuit that was going to be put against Gas Digital and supposedly mentions me and you, but I couldn't find it anywhere, and apparently just never got past the filing, so it never came up. But regardless, they found it somehow.
Regardless.
Yeah, so just means that it surprises me sometimes how many things are talking about us in the universe that I'm unaware of.
What are you... Here's the debate. What are you giving Matty Jeschuskos...
Ooh,
I told you.
I was under
$5. Why? What are you giving?
So that means you have to match.
Nice.
Yeah. No. That's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm also going alone. You're going with someone.
Oh, fuck.
Does that change the gift?
Yeah. You're two people eating. Two people having food.
If you're going and paying by the plate.
Yeah, but it's like two people eating.
Two people eating. To me, you give more. Sorry, buddy.
You're good.
It should be $150 per person. So the minimum you can give is $300.
I'm not getting blown by Shannon.
Hold on.
Wait. Who's getting blown by Shannon?
Nobody.
Who are you taking?
$150 per person is cheap for a wedding.
Oh, you're taking.
I think that's like the minimum.
$150 is cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Give her an NFT.
I can give her the NFT.
Nice fucking tits.
Nice fucking tits. Natalie's fag.
No, that's what I was planning on giving.
Okay,
I was planning on giving $500.
That's good.
That's fucking crazy. Give her like
more than that is for like rich people or like family.
Don't you pay her a salary?
Who's her?
The girl getting married.
Matty Jeschuskos is the guy.
Oh,
no, I don't pay her a salary.
What trash bag woman would go by Jeschuskos? Fucking some moron that works here.
The love of my life.
Yeah, no. I and he makes no money off that show, so.
How dare you?
Nor should he.
That's true.
Let's do our plugs. And then we have a lot to talk about. We haven't even started the show, really. We haven't even really started the show yet. What a day. Fiore, what do you got to plug?
Next Friday, March 18th, recording my special at New York Comedy Club, 4th Street. Two shows, 8 and 10:30. Please come out. I would love to see you all there. Go to NewYorkComedyClub.com for tickets. Use promo code Andy for discounts. Please come.
Zenhauser.
Yeah, I want to go to his show, and then I'm going to go to my show on the 26th of March. Check it out at Tiff's Comedy Club, co-headlining with Pat Dixon. We're doing a live podcast, music and comedy.
Live dog fuckers?
Yeah, live dog fuckers. We're going to be fucking dogs.
If you put that on the marquee at Tiff's. Live dog fuckers?
Live dog fuckers.
Nice. Love it. Zach?
April 8th, my movie Shakespeare Shitstorm will be at the Museum of Moving Image, and then a week of dates screening at Cinema Village. Come on out.
Sick. The end of the month, me and Zach Meikle will be on Long Island, Brokerage and Governors out on Long Island the 25th and 26th of March. 27th, I'm going to Medieval Times to celebrate my birthday.
Congratulations.
Hell yeah. I've never been.
Neither have I.
Relive that fucking youth, dude.
I know. I got to do it now. And then next month, April's coming right up. We got a lot of stuff coming up. I'll be in Washington, D.C., Niagara Falls, Chicago. Then I got a lot more stuff coming up all throughout the spring and the summer. Go to lewisofskanked.com. Grab tickets for Texas, California, Ontario, California, San Diego, and many other cities being added by the day. Make sure you subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital. If you guys love this network, support us by subscribing to the premium service. If you subscribe on the premium side, that unlocks hundreds of episodes of this show and thousands of episodes altogether of all the other shows of the network, including Legion of Skanks and Yo Mama Rat, my other two shows. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to everything. If you keep the membership, it's only $8 a month. $8 a month is nothing. Nothing, baby boy.
And it's a wedding present.
It's basically a wedding present if you're in the Zenhauser clan.
Two plates.
And listen to The Thing Is, ding. Ding. Talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Have comedians, musicians, porn stars come on. It's a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
Thank
Hell
you.
Yeah, Shannon. Shannon, you should just... Can I give you advice?
Yes.
Just pick one of them. Pick one of the angles. No, I know it's years later. I know it's years later. I just feel like you... The thing is...
Ding.
The thing is, should be porn stars. Wait, what is it? It's dating.
Dating, fighting, and ghosts are the three segments. And then the guests are comedians, porn stars, musicians, reality TV stars. We just had a tarot card reader when Andy was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just mix it up. It's fun for everybody.
Good fun.
Can I almost feel like the message. Dating, fighting, and ghosts is a little crazy. Like, I get the randomness. Maybe that's what you're going for.
I like that. Because it's like the three things that I like to talk about the most with people. It's self-indulgent.
Can I just give you a piece of advice?
Of course.
If I were you, I would take a fucking slutty photo. Like, just get your tits popping. Just bang.
This is unrelated to the
podcast. For the podcast, Lewis.
And just send it to me. And what were we talking about? No, a fucking slutty ass photo, and you're like, hey. And then you say, the thing is, dating, you talk about dating, fighting, ghosts. But I feel like the branding is, you're not enough of a slut, and the branding's a little bit confusing.
Do you make The Thing Is merchandise that's just TTIS?
No.
So like the fuck shirts, but it looks like it says tits on your tits?
No, most of that's a good idea.
Great
most
idea.
Of yeah, most of our merch is like the list, you know, like the list format, and it's like dating and fighting and ghosts. Yeah. And then the thing is,
you should make one that says TTIS across your tits, so it looks like tits when you first see it.
But what is the S?
The thing is.
Oh, that's how you spell is. I was spelling it with three Z's my whole life. Come on, Zach. Think of a joke about how people fucking snooze during my comedy set. I know that's where you're going with it in your mind.
You just did it. It's fine. Yeah. You made it all by yourself.
You get what I'm saying, Shannon?
So use sexuality to promote it is what I'm getting.
Use sexuality to promote it and make the message a little more clear.
Okay.
Thank you, Andrea.
Got it.
Thank you, Andrea. I appreciate you. Why can't you act more like Andrea, Shannon? Awkward and... Lesbian like.
Try.
Yeah, you need more comfortable shoes.
Andrea fucking. If Andrea was a dude, I wouldn't let her around my child.
No, she's very nice.
Well, she's awesome as a chick, but as a dude, I'd be like, all right, this guy definitely touches kids. I don't buy that women touch kids. I don't know why. But that's not female pedophile energy. Female pedophile energy is like a fucking. It's different than male
pedophile.
They
fuck 14-year-old students. That's what they do.
Yeah, I don't know what it is like.
It's hotter.
What does a female pedophile look like? It's not like Andrea. Andrea's like, if that was a dude, that's the look.
Yeah, if that was a guy, I'd want to see his hard drive.
I go, he's fucking.
I bet you would. I know. All the women teachers you see get busted or.
Not necessarily
you'd
teachers,
all fuck
though.
They're okay.
Not teachers necessarily. Sevens, I'm talking about eights. A real pedophile, like somebody that's molesting a child.
Right.
Not like some fucking hot 23-year-old that's like. Look, every hot 23-year-old high school teacher, they probably fantasize about fucking their student.
Sure.
Right.
That's Plus, I want to see that student because he's usually like 6'4 with a mustache.
I know.
It's a hot fantasy. If you're a fucking hot 23-year-old teacher, the fucking captain of the football team come and ravages you behind the fucking bleachers.
Yeah.
That's hot. I don't give a shit. That could be a porno movie right there and then. You know, that's not a pedophile.
No.
That's a fucking, you know, that's, you know,
That's a mixed up gal.
It's a good time.
You know.
Even if it's like a Boy Scout fucking a really hot chick, that's still, I mean, that's still hot, right?
See, even if it's a Boy Scout leader fucking his Boy Scout.
Yeah.
What level of Cub Scout?
Yeah. He's Tiger Scout.
Weeblows?
Weeblow, sure.
We blow our leaders, the Boy Scouts. No, I think that pull up convicted female pedophiles that are like touching like children and shit.
It's going to be the same.
I bet it's not pretty.
I bet there's drugs involved.
I'm thinking South.
I can't even imagine why a woman would want to do that. Like, dudes, you're like, dudes are creeps. And we've talked about this on the show before. Like, dudes, like, when a male teacher, and we're not going to talk about an actual pedophile, right? But like a male fucking teacher fucks one of his 17-year-old students. You feel bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
You feel bad for him because it's like, dude, he
was fighting that urge for decades.
He's a dude. He's just fucking like, oh. There's all these fucking hot 17-year-old girls, and they want to fuck me, and
I'm in a position of power, and I can't abuse it.
He's a good-looking dude. It's like you feel bad for that guy. A hot teacher can fuck anybody at any given time, so you don't feel bad for her. She's a creep. Women are creeps if they do it. I will say that.
There's a movie I'm trying to think of. I gotta fucking find it.
Cocoon.
There's like it's the same thing. There's like a woman who molests her nephew, and she's like a good-looking broad, but he's a little kid. What the fuck is the name of that movie?
There's definitely women that molest little kids. I mean, it goes across
the
board.
I know.
Whether they're hot or not, I mean, maybe. I mean, maybe there's like some tens and nines in there, but I mean, for the most part,
I would say
they're generally fat and white.
Fat white people.
I think a lot, and you know, and I think in the black community too, I think there's like an unspoken like molestation.
There's a lot of like family members.
Like cousins in stairwells and shit.
Right.
They don't talk about it. It's like a very like unspoken thing.
Yeah.
Like very incesty.
Yeah, very incesty. Black, like, you know, babe, like Big Mama.
Madea? Perry presents Madea Fox.
So it's almost always teachers that I'm finding. I found a list of the top 8 most notorious female pedophiles.
Well, let's see.
Well, it's like fucking a cat. It's just in your, it's easy access.
Hot.
All right.
Wood.
She's all right.
Wood.
Yeah, that's the problem. All these lists, like you're never going to find a not, like, look how hot these girls are list.
And you could have did your makeup a little bit better.
Dickie. Every one of them would.
She had a relationship with a 14-year-old. That's a little on the younger side of these.
Yeah, but for
her. Usually 17, 18, 15-year-old
students. They're all pretty cute, to be honest with you. For all, even that older bitch is pretty decent.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's the one.
Latin fire.
These lists are always, like, just designed to get you to click on them because they're attractive females. There's never like a hot, I've never seen a hot male pedophile list. Like it's just.
It's on the interrobang.
Yes, something. Fuck. All right, real quick, we have to take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible new sponsors. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you guys are vapers, this is a product that you're going to want. Or maybe you're a cigarette smoker and you're trying to cut back. Vaping is a more convenient and better way than smoking. And if you guys like vape, you got to try MePod. MePod, MIPOD. They make incredible vapes. They make incredible refillable vapes, disposable ones. I'll tell you right now, I don't personally vape, but everybody at Gas Digital that has a MePod swears by it. They've all switched from fucking, I won't say the names of the brands. We can't trash other brands, but they've all switched from all the popular brands, and now they're getting the MePods. It's a much better feel. They last way longer. The battery life on it, it's absolutely incredible. They have all of those amazing flavors that you love, and they have all the vape juice options that you need. But the cool thing about MePod is they also have options for 420 consumers as well.
Absolutely. You guys are going to love it. They have the MePod 2.0, which is the best refillable vape on the market. Or if you want something disposable, they actually have a new one that lasts for 6,500 puffs. All you got to do is go to MePod.com. That's MIPOD.com. And if you use our promo code RAP, RAP, you're going to get 20% off your order. One more time, guys. That's MIPOD.com. Promo code RAP
for 20% off. Let's get back into the show, Lou.
All right. Let's move on, I guess. Let's see. Ryan Coogler, the director of Black Panther, was arrested after passing a note to a bank teller to withdraw $12,000 discreetly. What?
What?
So he first of all, he went to the bank in like a hoodie, sunglasses.
That's how black people dress.
So it was a little
Nikes.
They're actually
cocoa butter on his skin.
What was he doing?
Durag.
So they're in Atlanta right now filming the next Black Panther.
He wasn't trying to rob a bank in the middle of Black Panther filming. I do not believe this.
So he goes
this
up,
is crazy.
He goes not up the to the bank teller and passes her a note that says, please do the money count somewhere else. I'd like to be discreet. And he's trying to withdraw $12,000 of cash. She panicked when she saw that he handed her a note.
Oh, of course.
Because she's racist.
Fuck
she
that.
She was a Karen.
Notes are no bueno when you're dealing with bank tellers.
So he probably didn't want people to see how much cash he had on him.
Right.
Because he was going to get some hookers and blow.
Or he owed somebody money.
He was going to the fucking Claremont Lounge.
He's into some shit.
He also had two people waiting for him in an SUV outside, so the cops got those.
Come on. Yeah, he was,
Well, it's his assistants, you know. What are you going to do?
There's some shit.
You just go, hey, can you just do maybe?
You ever walk into a bank and go, all right, everybody? It's the same thing.
Everybody get down.
To this song I'm going to be playing right now. Yeah, they listen to CC Music Factory. Everybody get down.
Yeah.
Is he a black director?
I don't know.
Oh,
he's real black.
This is the moment.
Well, that is the problem. Everyone has to wear masks, and then he's black.
Okay, I chalked that up to
What the fuck would you think?
I would like to withdraw $12,000 cash from my checking account. It doesn't say mine. Please do the money count discreet somewhere else. I'd like to be discreet. Why would he hand a note?
I mean, that note is pretty direct, though.
But it's also weird.
That he can he write?
It's just weird. Yeah, that he can spell. Not a single spelling error. That's the first thing. If I'm the teller, I was like, this guy might be. He seems legit.
Yeah.
No spelling errors. No. It is weird to hand a note. Why would you ever hand a note to a bank teller?
And why is TMZ got to write the note? Spooked the cashier.
Oh, come on, TMZ.
Come on, TMZ.
I don't know what they're doing. They're trying to fucking.
Yes,
on that one.
No, it's just great. It's great. I don't like being the racist one all the
she
time on the show.
Field any more questions?
It was the blackest day in this bank's long history.
If there's one thing you can't do at a bank. It's monkey around.
So what was
shined a whole new light on things. Circle state.
Circle state. And we're back, guys. Yeah, we had a fucking power outage in the building. I don't know if it's weather. I don't know what it is, but everything went off in the entire building, so we do apologize. There is a God, and he hates me, and he hates Gas Digital. He wants to make sure that as many problems as could happen are going to happen. But
do you think he hates you, or do you think he just hates Puerto Ricans?
Just in general.
Yeah.
It's the whole culture.
Yeah, he really made a big mistake. You know when you regret something you just did? You're just like, sure. Fuck, what did I do? Yeah. What did I
Puerto
just
Rico,
do?
Puerto Rico, just in general. So anyway, welcome back to the show. Nice little break. You know, sometimes people take fucking breaks, too. People freak out. I see people in the racist live chat being like, fuck you. I'm like, all right, dude, take a little breakaroo.
Yeah.
Take a little breakaroo.
Right? Yeah, well, nice. Who
cares?
We got to know each other better.
Yeah, we talked a little bit. I had some nuts.
We saw what people would do in a state of emergency, which is
sit here.
The bitch booth. Bitch booth, excuse me. You guys did a great job, by the way. Here's what they do. You keep it on the camera for a second. You guys keep yourself calm because you know that if you don't keep calm, then I'm going to freak out. And I want to commend you for that. That was a great job.
Thank you.
But what they do is they also play dumb. They go, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, no one knew what was going on. All the power went out.
It's true.
If you act scared, Lewis, like it's like a shark, his eyes go black.
Yeah.
And he just starts like going crazy and hitting people.
Let's talk about, what were we talking about when we got turned off?
The Cougs.
Right. Ryan Coogler. So he's been let go.
Yep. And he spoke with the people from the bank and he said it should have never happened, but everyone's good now.
Okay. Sweet. All right.
Did they need to put after passing note to pregnant Bank of America teller?
I know, they did say that.
Is that necessary? How did he even? How did he's? She's behind a booth. How would he even know she's pregnant?
Well, he was the daddy.
Yeah, yeah,
that
of
was
course.
The problem.
He was getting all his money out before she could.
All right, let's talk about this. Okay, you remember that guy? Remember that black kid who worked at Dunkin' Donuts and some old dude?
Oh, and he killed him, right?
He punched an old guy to death.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. This old guy. This old guy comes in. I guess there's a problem with his coffee or whatever it is. And I believe he worked there. And he worked at the Dunkin' Donuts. And, you know, the guy calls the guy behind the counter the N-word. The guy says, fuck this. I don't care about this job. I'm not going to let some old white guy call me the N-word. Jumps over the counter, punches the guy. How old was the guy that he punched?
77.
It's pretty old.
Fragile.
It's pretty old to be punching him. And also pretty old to not be excusing the use of the N-word. You'd go, all right, he's from a generation that, you know, I'm not excusing it, but I'm just saying you wouldn't. You would go,
it's
all
not
right.
The same as like us saying it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not funny.
And it wasn't really his fault because the kid wasn't wearing his name tag. So what was he going
to
do?
Yeah, he wanted to get his attention. And he did. So the kid, it's, you know, a little bit of a nuanced story. I feel bad for the kid. You know, you feel bad for a kid who's like, how old was he?
He's 27.
27 years old. Well, you know, not really a kid so much, but you do feel bad for him because the intent wasn't to fucking kill this guy,
right.
And his anger got the best of him. And also, can you show the picture of the old guy, the 77-year-old guy?
Oh, so punchable.
He's pretty old.
Yeah, he's pretty punchable too.
He looks pretty old. You know, he looks like a Walter.
He looks
Matt,
like
though.
He's thinking the N-word.
Oh, Florida.
To be completely honest,
yeah. He looks like he
looks like Jeff Dunham's old man puppet.
I mean. Guys, that's hilarious.
Which would have been an amazing bit if Jeff Dunham really had it.
It depends like how feeble, how
Walter, I heard you went for a coffee today.
How feeble was this old man? Like, was he like
if well, he said
like,
he hit his head also on the floor, so
you almost have to be there because here's the thing, if it was like a really feeble old man and he got up and punched him, like you would have to assume that you're gonna really hurt this guy. But if it was like a fucking like if it was a dick and he was kind of like just like walking around like a like, you know, a somewhat in shape dude.
Yeah, think about the guy on the bus guy, the epic beard guy.
Right. Oh yeah,
he's gonna call an ambulance. He was old. Both those guys were really old.
Yeah.
So I guess it just sort of depends on. But regardless, I don't think that this kid was trying to fucking kill this guy. It was pretty reckless to go punch a 77-year-old guy. But at the same time, you go like, fuck, dude. He just let his anger get the best of him. This guy called him the N-word, which is like, if you're a black youth and some fucking old white guy calls you the N-word, it's like.
Of course.
You know, it's on. I mean, it's also like, it's, and I've said this before. If you call a black person the N-word, in real life, it's the equivalent of smacking somebody in the face. I know it's not. But you should expect
the
reaction. Yeah, you should expect the reaction as if you walked up to somebody and smacked them right in the face, right? And you better be I'm assuming you're looking to fight. If you're a fucking white dude, you say, oh yeah, boom, you're the N-word to a black guy in a moment of anger. I'm assuming you're looking to fucking fight that guy. So
I feel like this should be like the opposite of a hate crime, where they take time off because of the circumstances.
That's a good idea.
Well, I think they did. Because that's what happened. They convicted him. And what was the conviction, Shannon?
So he was sentenced to 2 years of house arrest, 200 hours community service, and to attend an anger management course.
He's like, how can I do the community service if I'm going to be in my house, you dumb assholes?
And when was this?
This is a couple years ago.
Yeah, so he probably hit it right nice during COVID. You're staying home anyway. Boom.
It's a sense of
no, this well, he just got sentenced now.
I think it's a sense of entitlement too that these old people might have that no one's going to punch you. You know, who punches old people?
Well,
black people. Who punches women? Black people. I mean, there's a community of people. Maybe it's a ghetto thing. Maybe it's just the way that you're raised. But just, you know, a guy's not, you know, you were raised, you're not supposed to hit a woman.
Right?
Like, wasn't that like what most people get in their household? You don't punch a woman. You don't punch an old person. You know, there's kind
of. Conor McGregor just punched, right? He got arrested for punching an old guy. How old was the old guy that Conor McGregor punched in Ireland
at
a bar?
Didn't kill, by the way.
Didn't kill him.
Yeah.
He's a professional.
But, you know, I mean, look, the guy hit his head on the ground. That's the thing. At the end of the day, look, I you know, he's a fucking 27-year-old that works at Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
He's also not good at it, apparently. The guy was pretty worked up.
So, milk and sugar.
My sympathy for this guy only goes so far. I'm not, like, losing sleep over this, but you do kind of feel bad because you go, it's obviously an ignorant fucking person who's, you know.
Was the guy describing how he liked his coffee?
This guy goes,
like my women. I also feel like, now this is, I'm playing devil's advocate here, but what is, are we certain that he did say the N-word, or is this the testimony of his coworkers and the guy? Because sometimes there's situations like there was like those three women that went to Carmine's, and they pretty much they were being really belligerent and nasty because they wanted them to wear masks, and they assaulted the maitre d'. Mm-hmm. And then in retrospect they said, well, she called me the N-word.
Yeah.
There's no way that 20-year-old Asian girl,
I remember this story,
called her the N-word. This guy, right. Maybe this guy, like you said, he kind of looks like he's already saying the N-word in his head. But there's a lot of situations, I think, where they go, oh, well, he called me the N-word.
Anthony's really figured out a way to make this white guy right.
This
good job, Anthony.
That's my grandfather.
This guy has the best. This guy has the best example. Don't talk to me before I get my coffee.
Especially if you're a...
Shannon, how old was the guy that Conor McGregor punched? The sheriff is
a... Every article just says elderly man. I do have the video, though, if you want to see it, but they have the faces blurred out.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get a look.
That was pretty crowded, too. Okay. Is this?
Yeah, it's Conor McGregor right there. Bang.
I'll fuck you. Yeah, you know, he's just gone downhill recently. He just doesn't punch like he used to.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Didn't even look like they were talking.
He didn't even, the guy wasn't even looking at him.
I guess he tried to buy the old guy a drink, and the guy didn't want it.
Called him the N-word.
And then he called him the N-word, and then he punched him right in the face.
You people are the N-words of Europe.
Yeah, so, you know, I've...
What's that tattoo on your stomach?
I've never really had like an altercation with an older person. I mean, guess I have, but usually it goes to a place of like, well, I can't fight an old man. What's the point of even arguing?
You've never had a screaming match with an older man? I'm sure you have. I'm
trying to think if I have.
Well, I mean, you know, old people, they like to start shit because they feel like you're not gonna like escalate.
Yeah, they get away with it,
and then. Boy meets world, you know. Yeah. Really punched him out.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't think I've really dealt with too many women. Fucking plenty of women.
Yeah,
plenty of women.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was having a road rage incident with an old guy when I was younger. And I rolled down my window and was like, fuck you, sir. My buddy that was in the car thought it was so funny that I said, fuck you, sir.
I like it.
Like, but you know, like, that was respectful.
I was being respectful, but still saying fuck
I
you.
Respect it.
Yeah, that's some gentleman shit for real.
Mm-hmm. All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. And YoDelta.com brings you the best Delta 8 products on the planet. If you guys like to get high and you don't want to deal with a shady drug dealer or break the law, maybe you don't want to just break the fucking law. Well, guess what? Delta 8 THC is legal in 42 states. It gets shipped right to your door, and it's substantially cheaper than regular weed.
Yeah, guys, it's absolutely great. You know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to 42 states, and it gets you high. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We did the field research, and boy, they work. And I'm here to tell you, Delta 8 really works. These products should be taken responsibly.
All you got to do is go to YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your already affordable order. Once again, YoDelta.com, YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off. Okay, where were we? All right. So let's talk about this. Oh, wow. Michigan candidate tells his daughters, if rape is inevitable, then just lie back and enjoy it.
Oh, boy.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
What's the context, Shannon?
I feel like there's a word missing here, because what's a Michigan candidate?
Some sort of mayoral?
He's up to play Michigan J-Frog. If he's going to rape you, you might as well enjoy it. So just lay back there. They come in, the frog's dead.
So it happened on this Zoom meeting, which I'll show you. It's out of context, and I don't understand what he's really trying to say, but here, I'll play it.
Go ahead.
The election. We're a year after, guys. It's too late. Sorry.
We lost. I had that same attitude.
What is it, the Legion of Saints podcast? We're all talking over each other?
No, there's a black woman there.
Yeah, so that's six people.
You know, having three daughters, and I tell my daughters, well, if rape is inevitable, you should just lie back and enjoy it.
I was joking.
That's not how we roll. That's not how I won this election. We go right at it.
Oh.
And so, you know, what we did, we're Goliath right now. We knocked David and Goliath. We knocked Goliath down with the stone. But you all know, as good Bible people, how did David kill Goliath?
Look at him instantly regretting what he just said. He's just,
he's just talking his way out of
it. Out of context. I don't know what the...
What was he saying? I don't really understand the analogy.
We need like a minute before that.
He realized he bombed and just started putting words together and then went, Bible.
Right.
You Bible people?
It seems like he has a history of saying shitty things.
Real ass things?
Yeah, he recently said that.
You got a history of being a real ass dude?
He recently said that Russia's invasion of the Ukraine was a fake war, just like the fake pandemic.
Fair.
He talked about 9/11 being fake. It just, and then also one of his daughters tweeted to not vote for him because he's a terrible person.
No.
Yeah.
His daughter hot?
I don't know. It doesn't.
Wow. His daughter tweeted that?
I bet she fucks.
Yeah.
This is her tweet.
Even if she doesn't want to, she'll just lay back and enjoy it.
Let's see. If you're in Michigan and 18 plus, please, for the love of God, do not vote for my dad for state rep. Tell everyone. Wow. Since so many people are asking if it is Robert Reagan, do a quick Facebook or Google search to find about his campaign. I don't feel safe right now sharing further information regarding his beliefs, but please look him up.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
No, that wasn't a power outage. That was the dude. I thought it was another power outage, but our monitor blinks on and off regularly, which is also not a good problem to be having. But that was fucking...
I can read it if you want.
Please, for the love of God, if I have another power outage today.
Please look him up and just read for yourself. Thank you, everyone, offering support and love. And then it seems like the rest is just her repeating the same thing. I didn't think anyone past my hometown friends would see this, but this is more than political beliefs.
Wow.
Read Google.
Read Google. What do you mean, read Google? What is it? It would
read,
doing?
Period, Google, period.
Read Google.
Right? Telling people to read and research.
Yeah.
He was kidding. He was doing some crowd work. That's cool. He was just trying some shit out. He's doing probably.
Yeah, no. These fucking. I'll tell you right now.
I'm tell him, lay back and enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the Reverend Bob Levy?
But seriously, folks.
Doggy, this. What happened to loyalty with fucking children? What are you doing here? Like, fine, bitch. Hate me. Hate, but to come out publicly and fucking, that would really grind my gears.
So you're mad at the kids?
I'm furious at that little girl. I'm furious at that girl.
What did you think about
that? First of all, he taught her a good lesson, which is if you're getting raped, lay back and enjoy it. Yeah. Try to find a positive. Try to find the silver lining, he says.
Same as a bear attack.
Maybe she's enjoying it.
Play dead.
So she's enjoying it.
Hold on. If you're getting ripped, you play dead or you act big. I forget. Which one is it?
You act fat
so he can't stay hard.
If a guy's gonna rape you, you have to like take like a big spoon and a metal pot, like, out of here. Blink, 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 blink.
I actually hang all my pussy from trees at night in case of a rapist smelling it.
Oh, shit. You can't fucking sell out your dad like that. It's my biggest fear of my son one day, because his woke ass mom is raising him, that he's gonna one day and go, Dad, you're a fucking Nazi. And then I'm gonna have to fucking, finally, the day I give up my peaceful parenting, I have to beat him up.
You don't hit him?
No, never.
Let's just start now.
No.
It builds character. It does. We've had
not
this
until
discussion.
He needs it.
No, it doesn't build character. My son has so much character. He's such a great child. I think part of the reason he's such a great child is because I don't hit him.
I don't know.
I don't want to get all preachy now, guys, but...
I used to hit the crap out of my kid, and she does great in school.
Yeah, my kid does great in school, too. I don't think there's any correlation between you hitting your kid and her doing well in school. I think she might have even done better.
She started doing bad, but then I would hit her, and then she would do better.
I know, but there's probably a different way to get there, if I had to guess.
I don't know. I guess we know we're doing two different experiments right now.
Agree to disagree. Yeah. Fuck it. Anthony goes back to beating her.
Where's the litmus test?
I don't know. Let's
stuck
talk.
On if rape is inevitable. What inevitable? I mean, no matter what, it's going to happen.
He was sort of taking.
He was using an analogy. Like, he was basically saying, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen.
No, he was kidding, though. It was
a joke. I think the point he was making, I think he was saying, like, my daughters are young college students, and sort of, like, the narrative is that, you know, they're all, you know, sexual assault is so prevalent right. that it's going to happen, right? And I think he just sort of left all that context out and sort of threw out a line that he was trying to joke about.
Right. He's been workshopping yeah, yeah. that.
But that's sort of what I think would have, right? That's what I took from it was like...
Okay, yeah, that makes sense to me.
That, like, yeah, in this generation will tell you that it's rape's inevitable. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So in that case, why don't you just lay back and let it happen? No, we don't have that attitude. We fight back. He was saying,
we
no.
We killed Goliath. Have you seen a Bible?
Yeah, that. Right. But that's ultimately what he was saying. He was trying to make the point in a weird fucking way. It had nothing to do with, like, rape or nothing to do with
it
anything.
It wasn't actual advice.
He was taking a shot. Yeah, he never gave his daughters that advice. He was taking a shot at woke culture and sort of the younger generation and about how the younger generation doesn't sort of stand up for themselves or doesn't, you know. That's what that whole weird thing meant. And I agree with him.
You should agree with him. Because he wasn't advocating rape.
No.
He was.
No, I'm advocating.
Oh.
That's why I don't like these Zoom shows. It bombed. Audience would have killed.
It would have killed with an audience.
Yeah, all he had to do was say something like, you know.
But this guy is apparently his daughter, bad student. That's terrible.
He's a bad seed.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the teacher punching the kid in the head for wearing a hoodie?
No.
Yes.
And the kid, his head hits the wall. He takes like two steps. And you can't tell if it's like a delayed reaction or he goes, this guy just punched me in the face. I'm going down.
Oh,
and the teacher, yeah, the teacher, I think, got retirement that week, and now they've been posting pictures of the bumper stickers inside his classroom. Big Trump guy, big anti-abortion guy, very like liberalism is a mental disorder type dude, and now they're coming after him.
I mean, yeah,
saying that he's definitely hit other kids, and that he just got caught on video this time. The kid walks by him with a hoodie on, and he follows him, spins him around, and you can't hear what they say, but he just bops him.
What is it against the hoodie?
Can we see the teacher?
I watched the video the other day.
He hits him, and his head hits the wall, right?
Yeah, his head hits the wall. And
what's that?
So they're saying that I read people talking about it. The people that are like crazy school uniform people say that hoodies are banned because kids can have headphones in and not be listening.
Mm.
And that's their logic for why you're not allowed to have a hooded sweatshirt.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's in the hallway, who gives a fuck? You know? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
It's a power thing.
It just seems like another, as long as he's wearing a mask, right? That's all that really matters.
It's also, I love the headline. The headline, it hits student for a hoodie. No, it's probably like,
he was probably like, told him to take it off. And
take
he said
off
no.
your hoodie. He was like, shut up, you corny white bitch motherfucker. And then he punched him.
Was he of color, this kid?
No, I don't think so.
He was a white kid.
Indiana.
First that guy at Dunkin' Donuts fucks up my coffee, and now this.
Oh, yeah, this is past him doing it already. Go back. Or was that the beginning?
Yeah, go back.
No, that's a delayed reaction. That kid's
faking. Yeah, no, there's video of the actual slap.
No, I did see it at the very beginning of the video.
Do you remember any teachers putting their hands on you growing up at all? I mean, even just putting their hands on
you. No, there's video. You see it, and then the kid head hits the wall.
That's fucking great.
I had a teacher who would pinch your neck. Like, he would grab you by your neck and, like, pinch you. And even, like, you would do it, like, in a joking way. But sometimes he would.
That's a shot, dude.
He's a little
guy,
too.
That's hard. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, dude. If somebody
sent a letter home saying that it was an open-handed slap.
It looked like it.
And then the kid's head accidentally hit the wall.
Even so, it's a slap. Dummy, you don't hit a kid.
If some fucking guy touched my kid like that, it would be over. Be over.
Yeah, you'd be over. Over.
I would Cain Velasquez him and his family.
Yeah.
I would literally do his whole family.
Is that the name of the kid from the Dunkin' Donuts?
Yo, doggy. I'm telling you right now, they would have to fucking arrest me because I would be murdering him and his family. Family members, are you out of your mind?
But that was a hard shot he gave.
Yeah,
and that was a big man
and a little dude,
not a big kid.
You got to be fucking kidding! I mean, what does he think's gonna happen?
Look at this
dude?
Fucking asshole.
He looks like the younger version of the N-word guy.
Yeah,
exactly. He goes, man, my dad got in trouble this morning,
and he got retirement. By the way, I think they're trying to take away his pension, but he got retirement. He got out.
It's really hard to like fire a teacher. It's really hard. Like, it's fucking crazy, dude. And teachers do crazy shit. That guy is a piece of fucking shit. Is it legal? Is corporal punishment, it's called? Is it legal in Indiana?
Ah, it's got to be a...
No, I think they're charging him with misdemeanor assault or something like that.
I mean...
It's not a bad charge, but he is getting charged with it.
Good for that kid, though. Yeah. Honestly, not for nothing. He got to be a little fuck... I was a little fuck face, right? He was probably being a little cunt. That's probably... Because there's no way the teacher was like, hoodie! Oh! Like, he was being... He was a little wigger.
He's not a cop.
Dude, he was a little wigger. He was a little Dylan. Imagine Dylan is in the hallway wearing his fucking hoodie and fucking be like, hey, what's going on? I'm dating an older chick. She's in college. You would fucking punch his head into a wall. And you would be like, all right, that is deservedly so. We all understand that that kid probably sucks, right?
Yeah.
Probably sucks. So this kid, though, with being a little cunt, now he just probably made his family $250,000.
Yeah.
Something crazy. You know, like something crazy. Like they're going to sue the school. They're going to sue the county. They're going to sue the city. They're going to sue this guy. They're going to sue the fucking school district. They're going to sue fucking everybody.
I mean, I admire the kid's commitment to go, oh, no, I'm going.
Yeah.
You ain't walking me nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
They're picking me up off this fucking floor.
Totally.
Yeah. I would have been convulsing.
Yeah, I'm getting stretched out. At the mouth.
In regards to corporal punishment, it says, while a majority of states have banned corporal punishment in public schools, Indiana allows teachers and school staff to, quote, take any action that is reasonably necessary to carry out or to prevent an interference with an educational function that the person supervises.
Now he's in a hallway yelling at a kid for wearing a hoodie. Right. And the kid mouthed off, said, fuck you, fuck your wife, whatever it is. We can't hear what the kid said. His story is going to be great. He was apologizing for wearing this hoodie. And
yeah.
This guy just fucking.
I'm sorry. It's just so cold.
Exactly. This is all my family can afford.
I'm so chilly.
But in today's day, though, even yelling at that kid or calling him a name would be the same offendable.
I couldn't imagine yelling in my son's school. He goes to school here in New York City. There was a substitute teacher that the kids didn't like. Like the kids were like, yeah, she's just not nice. Like she doesn't have like a the soft touch with the kids. So I don't know what it was the kids or the parents, but they got this bitch removed. Like these little 6-year-olds were like, no, we don't like her. We don't like she's mean. And all she did was like, I think she like the one kid had trouble like reading a thing and she sort of like made him read it. And she was like old school. She was like, no, you're going to finish it.
Right.
And he started crying like in front of the class. That was the big thing. And the letter that went home, and you should have seen these moms in this PTA. And he goes to my son's school is like, all fucking rich Jewish people, my son is the entire black school is my fucking little quarter Puerto Rican son, okay? And these moms were like, no, she has to be removed. And they would stop at nothing. They would stop at nothing because she, this old woman who, I mean, you remember that book, Miss Nelson is Missing?
Something like that, yeah.
Remember that book?
Also, Puerto Rican sounds like a cheap soda.
Yeah.
Dude, Miss Nelson is Missing was about she was a teacher. She was kind of a cute blonde broad. Pull up the book. I bet you this is it. I've
never heard of it.
I'll give you the quick version of the book, okay? You can pull up some pictures of it as well. You didn't read this book as a kid? This is when we were kids. Everyone in the chat knows this right now.
I have it on YouTube. There's a YouTube reading.
Please, go ahead.
Oh, it was a children's book.
Yeah, it's a children's book.
Hold on,
finish you. Nelson got fucking jawsed.
Here, go to the beginning. What are you? Where are you starting off everything?
No, I did start
three quarters of the way through.
Hold on.
Here no, I saw how that worked. You were in the shark scene.
Everyone knows the shark
chapter
scene.
Chapter 5.
In the third act. Dumb bitch.
Third act.
All right.
The kids in room.
All right, turn the volume off. I'll tell you what's going on. All right. So the kids in room 207, they suck.
There's a Puerto Rican.
A bunch of Puerto Rican kids. They're absolute savages, okay? Miss Nelson's a hot piece of ass, like 22-year-old teacher. Look at these little fucking filthy Ricans. They're dirty.
One sticking her tongue out.
Not a single one of them has a father figure in their lives, right?
Yo, Miss Nelson.
You got some fine ass titties.
Yo, Miss Nelson, you look like this. Ooh. And she's trying to teach them. She's like, I want to teach these kids.
Yo, Miss Nelson ain't got no panties on.
They didn't give a fuck.
Miss
right?
Nelson, look,
Miss Nelson, you're an ugly bitch. They're writing that, right?
Oh, I have seen this
you
before,
have seen this
right?
Book.
And so then some horrible person.
I have not.
All right.
Well, that's
I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, one day, yeah, so these kids are like, you know what? Fuck you, Miss Nelson. We take you for granted. You're a fucking pig. Okay, fast forward to the next scene a little bit. It's a lot. I don't know how many words are in this. So, so the next day, this bitch shows up, right?
Shit.
This Cragula bitch, fucking, I don't know her
Jessica
name.
Jessica Kirsten.
Can we? Jessica Kirsten shows up. Wow. She's doing characters. And
the kids don't really get it.
She's a mean old cunt, dude. This is what I imagine Ralph's mother to look like. I swear to God. And she's just a mean old cunt. And these kids are like, holy fucking shit.
Well, didn't know how good they had it.
You know what's funny? She's not mean. She's just making them do work.
She's actually what a teacher should be.
Right.
It's just getting the job done. Miss Nelson was a dumb pushover, right?
Yeah.
This bitch comes in and she says, no, no more fucking Miss Nice Guy. I'm going to make shit fucking bad. So the kids, fast forward a little bit. Kids start freaking out, right? They're like, where the fuck is Miss Nelson? Yeah, fast forward a little more. You're good. They go to a fucking...
This fucking crackhead.
They go to Ian Finance.
They go to an eyeless detective.
They go to Ian blind Finance. Detective.
A blind detective. A spell was put over him. He has no eyes. Detective McSmog, and he's like, yeah, we got to find Miss Nelson. Yeah, fast forward.
You fucking remember the names of the characters.
They were wondering if she was ate by a shark. They were wondering if... she was on a hill.
I mean,
somewhere.
Likely because of the neighborhood.
Oh, she's on Mars.
She could be on Mars. Who knows?
She probably just...
Turns out Miss Nelson inevitably got raped, so she just decided to lay back and enjoy it.
Lay back and enjoyed it. Maybe she's smoking weed in a car somewhere.
Maybe yeah.
She
was
shot by the Crips.
So they're freaking out. Boom. Guess what?
Killed by Ted Bundy.
Guess no.
She met a nice guy at the bar.
Miss Nelson comes back. She's here. She was only gone for a day or two. And they're like, wow, Miss Nelson, you're the best. You should have seen this cunt that we had in here. You should have seen her. And keep on fast forwarding a little bit. And then Miss Nelson's like, oh, that fucking cunt. That'd be wild, right? Go to the very last scene. But Miss Nelson had a little secret.
Oh, shit.
You see?
Oh, it was you fucking... See?
She had a gym.
She had a gym.
She was she was transitioning.
I knew you were going to say that, Zach. Oh, he's got eyes. Miss Nelson was that old bitch the whole time, guys.
No, come on.
Swear to God.
Little rouge.
It's like Fight Club.
Yeah, dude. She was...
Little... It's
like she was Tyler Durden.
She was that fucking bitch.
Yeah, that's a great story. What's your fucking point?
I don't remember.
You don't know how you could have it with...
I don't remember why I brought it up.
The substitute teacher in James's class who they got removed for making a kid cry.
I don't remember why we got there.
Well, because I thought...
they were talking about the teacher punching the kid in the hallway. And then you said the kid at your school, if they're just mean, get removed.
But I mean, and the point was, when we were kids, mean substitute teachers were a thing of regularity.
No. Go ahead, Zed.
No, you do it.
I made a great point just now.
Yeah,
we're agreeing.
We got there.
I think because at least my parents, you know, I'm 42, they'd go, yeah, you got to do what the teacher says. Don't fucking complain. And then we grew up and we went the opposite way. So we go, no, they got these fucking teachers making our kids cry and everything. And these fucking pussies go, no, get out of here. You're not teaching our kids.
School should be an analogy for life, right? So that's really what it is, right? Obviously, take the test, get the grade, right? Good. But really what it is how do you deal with other people? How do you work your way up through the social system? How do you make your boss like you? How do you get, you know, that's all it is. And if you succeed in school, most of the time you can figure out a way to succeed in life. I don't think it's that crazy. You're sort of setting yourself up to that 9-to-5, you know, the hierarchy system of having a boss and having your peers and having people that maybe you're in the honor program and they're not in the honor program. It's like, so you're supposed to, though, you're supposed to deal with a dickhead boss sometimes.
Yeah.
And if in the third grade you have
that's
I remember
what I'm saying.
Kindergarten, first grade, you had teachers you liked. Then I remember in the second grade, I didn't like my teacher. I didn't like my teacher in the third grade, Ms. Burrows. Fourth grade, I really liked my teacher a lot.
And then you're old enough to drop out.
But I remember, like, it was sort of the luck of the draw. And it's like, well, how am I going to manipulate this system and this thing to work for me regardless of if the teacher's nice and likes me and sees my potential or if doesn't like me and wants to – and by the way, most of my teachers didn't like me because I was a distraction in class and I wasn't – but I was still very good. I think they didn't like me even more because it wasn't like I was failing out. I was still very good at taking the tests, and I would always pass. I'd always get on to the next year. And
that's their worst nightmare.
Yeah, they're like, no, I was a distraction. I was a comp, but I was also smart enough to just get by.
Yeah.
So it was like, I was actually...
Yeah, there's no consequences of failure for your actions.
Right. Yeah, so I understand why certain teachers fucking hated my guts even more. But never had anybody attack me physically. I had a teacher lie and say that I threatened his life, which I've told this story on the podcast before.
I believe the teacher.
Complete fabrication. He said, I stood up in the middle of the class and said, uh, he said, I was talking at the end of class, and there was a timeout in my high school, meaning that if you were being bad during class, they would send you to like a closet, right? Like, and there would be other bad kids in the closet, and it was just essentially to get you out of the classroom.
That's not regular.
No, that's what it was.
There's a closet. They put you in a closet.
Timeout closet.
Yeah, timeout. In school suspension, kids would be in the same. It wasn't. It was a closet. It actually was. What it was, but it was a massive closet that was used to be used for like storing textbooks.
No, it's not like a broom closet.
No, no, it was a huge. It was like the size of these two studio rooms, right? Yeah, so there'd be like 8 or 9 kids in this like room with desks, and they just had to sit there. And the teacher would send down. If you're in school suspension, they would send you down work for the day. In school suspension was the worst.
Yeah,
out of school suspension fucking rocked and rolled. I loved it. Please, a day off of school. There was nothing. It felt like nothing was happening wrong. It was just giving me a break. In school suspension was like, you're in this fucking closet. They send you down work to do all day. You can't talk at all. You have to eat your lunch in there. It's like solitary confinement. It's fucking really weird and very like controlling. But time out, they would send you into this room if you were bad during your class. And, you know, there was maybe 2 or 3 minutes left in the period. And I was talking to somebody and my teacher was like, yeah, you got to go to time out. And for me, I was like, I didn't give a fuck at all because the bell was about to ring. All it was, he was giving me a 2-minute head start to get to my next class. It meant nothing to me. It didn't register. I wasn't angry. So I was like, cool. And then I left. I didn't even get to the timeout room. The bell rang and I had an early head start to my next class. So the next morning I called into the office and he said that I stood up in front of everyone and I said, you'll live to regret this. Like a fucking, like an old timey villain.
Yeah, like you were rude the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you twisted your mustache, raised your cape and ran out the door. You'll rue the day.
And yeah, and then, so they called me and they suspended me for 2 weeks from school because they took it as a threat. While I was suspended, they fired him because they found out that he was faking like all the grades for these students. Like I remember I got an 85% both my first and second quarter in the class and I didn't do anything. This was a science class.
Yeah, he was just
making them up. Whatever.
Yeah, it was making them up. And apparently like they found a bunch of medications in his locker room that he was like stockpiling. He was like a weirdo. He always had like nasty yellow pit stains. Ugh. Which is a fucking, if you're a guy who wears a white shirt and you have yellow pit stains, it's not even so much that I'm judging the fact that you have yellow pit stains. I guess it could happen to anybody. I'm judging the fact that you don't have the wherewithal to know that you have yellow pit stains. You're wearing a white shirt. You're amongst your peers. You're amongst students that look up to you.
Unaware.
You're so, whatever it is, it doesn't matter to you. I don't trust you around children. That's like a crazy person thing. Like you would.
For sure. Great point.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was fired. They didn't call me back in. It's so funny the way like teachers, parents now would sue the fuck out of the school for this. Like it would be like, yeah, fuck this. Like this guy lied. You suspended my son. He's dealing with psychological trauma. He doesn't trust teachers now. Blah, 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 blah. Right. My mom was a fucking junkie. She didn't take advantage of any of this shit. Damn. But yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, teachers are some of the most depressed people on the planet. I mean, if you think about it, most teachers are people who had a dream and couldn't accomplish that dream or just stopped caring about it and became a teacher. It's like you're settling in life, and a lot of these people who settle in life, they just become miserable. They take it out on people with dreams. So if you think about that kind of a circle, I mean, my teachers.
Because students are like bright-eyed and wide, and they're like.
Well, they can do anything. I mean, like a person in their 20s, you look at them and they like, and they know how their life's going to be. There's no 180s in their life. You know, they're not going to have a kid or someone's going to, you know, have a tragedy or something like that. Everything is going to go the way they want it to go. They're going to be this and they're going to be that. So, you know, that's their mentality. But, you know, I mean, half of my teachers were alcoholics.
Yeah.
You know, you can just smell it on them. You walk in their class and they just smell like whiskey and booze and shit.
So. And by the way, I'm not trashing people who are teachers. You know, maybe there is a person who, since they were a little kid, they wanted to be teaching, they became that. But there are certain jobs that you feel like they were at a point in their life, they were in college, and they were like, I have to choose a path. Mm-hmm.
And this seems safe.
This seems fairly safe. A nurse. Whenever you hear somebody who's a nurse, you're like, what dream did you have? Nurse? Just nurse was your fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Not even doctor. Come on. Like, you like, I'm not hating, dude. I'm sure there's plenty of nurses that are great. If they're heroes during the pandemic, I don't know.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, there's certain jobs, nurse, teacher.
You're shooting for the middle.
Very often police officer, but a lot of times.
Any civil servant.
Family jobs, you know, a lot of times, like, there's just cops in the family, and that's just sort of like.
And they really dangle that early retirement in front of you when you're going to sign up to be a cop.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you're in and you're out, man.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, look, it sounds fucking great, dude.
Yeah, by the time you're 55,
though. Dude, if I became a cop when I was 20, I'd be retiring this year.
Of course.
Yeah, but you'd be mentally fucked. You would be an I mean,
I'd have guns.
Most cops, when they retire, it's like the PTSD is unbelievable.
I don't know if that's true. I shouldn't say that. Most cops that I've met, where I live in Georgia, I live in Bergen County, there's a lot of cops. A lot of cops are in my jiu-jitsu class, a lot. Yeah. So funny, because there's one guy, he kind of looks like me. He's a cop. He's pretty good. And every time we grapple, like, I talk shit to him as a cop.
it's like role play.
Yeah, I tell him, I was like, yeah, that's every time I got arrested, you fucking pig motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a game we play. He doesn't know I'm playing this game. He's like, what's happening right now? But
he just makes it to the movie Us.
Underneath. Most cops that I know.
I didn't do anything. Let me go.
Or that I've met are fairly normal fucking dudes. And I think they get a bad rap. I think right now, especially after the whole Black Lives Matter movement, after the whole Trump era, I think that cops, it's almost like, you know, you almost like, it's like, I don't know, dude, they're just doing their fucking job, like, for the most part. Yeah. You know, and it's not like, oh, they're just following orders like Nazis. No. Most cops aren't killing people. Most cops aren't genuinely abusing their power. I think sometimes they have to talk a little tough. I think when you're dealing with people that have the potential to be a perpetrator or a criminal, you have to sort of jolt them a little bit and be like, hey, what's going on? Like, that's why security guards, cops, they fall into that. Military is the same thing. You see, if you're dealing with a person that's on the other end, you don't want to come at them with a warm smile and go like, hey, I'm your buddy now.
Totally.
If they got a gun in their pocket or they're you want to see how they're going to fucking react when their back's against the wall, right? And I don't think it's really a cop's job to be a friendly guy. So I think they get a much worse reputation.
Plus, just following orders, yeah, that's doing your job. If you go into a restaurant and you're like, can I have free food? And they go, no. And you're like, what are you, a fucking Nazi?
Yes. But it's like when I meet cops that are retired, there's a few of them. My Muay Thai coach in Jersey, he's a retired cop. They're pretty fucking even-keeled dudes. Yeah. Especially now. Like, they're a little
older. These dudes who love fighting for no reason. They seem like real calm guys.
I mean, most of the time, people do martial arts, they are a little more calm. They're a little more centered. But it's very easy to point your fingers and go, oh, dude, cops are a piece of shit. They abuse their powers. Most of the time, even cops that I've dealt with in New York City, and I've been a criminal my whole life, right? And I've been arrested a dozen times for smoking weed, jumping turnstiles, doing all the stupid shit that young kids do in New York City, right? I most of the time, even I can name maybe like three or four times where I dealt with the cop, but I was like, he was unnecessarily dicky. I just sort of like, I didn't give him the reaction that he wanted me to give him, which is like to talk back and then he can get rough, then he can put me in the car and fucking make sure he hurts my wrist as he's doing it. I was always like, oh, you caught me. And I put my hands behind my back and I go, I know I'm going to be out of this situation in 24 hours. Let me go fucking peacefully and not make this a more ridiculous situation. So, regardless, I think that, most cops that are out there, they're not bad dudes. I think they get off they get off work. They're just the same as you or I. But there's a lot of cops who listen to these shows. These don't brag about it anymore. It's a weird thing. I think it's like a secret job that people have.
Dude, I went to a firefighter, my friend's. Took me to a firefighter bar, and they literally go, he was on Kumia last week, and everyone goes, whoa, Anthony Kumia!
Hey, this fucking guy, hey!
You get pulled over, the first thing would be like, you don't like racist radio, do you?
All right, look, let's wrap this one up. This has been a fun show, really great show. Please support both of these motherfuckers.
It's been exciting.
Anthony Zanahauser. We had some ups, we had some downs, we had a lot of things, but overall, we love you guys. Thank you for watching. We'll be back on Friday with another episode of your favorite podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.